Hello! Welcome everybody to Nakabi, the middle day. Not because it's the middle of the day, but because the middle day as in middle of 2 weeks. That totally makes sense. Yes. Day 8 has just happened. We are halfway through Harubasho 2026. Joining me, as ever, for now is only Tama no Sato.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, Tama?
I'm really good. How about you?
I am good as well. I'm good as well.
Good.
I have been very curious at the state of things, wouldn't you say? Because, well, I think big first thing is that Onosato has pulled out completely. I don't think we'll see
Yeah.
him again in March.
No. We will not.
After dropping two gold stars, one to Wakata Kakage on day one, and one, which was amazing, to Fujinokawa on day three.
Yeah.
Just.
Can we talk about that 2 days Fujinokawa? Basically, he fought against Onosato, a clearly injured Onosato, should I say, and won. And everybody was like, "Oh, okay, that's cool." Also, hi, Kuno Otagi.
Hello, Kuno.
But Onosato's injured. And the day after, Fujinokawa is facing Oshoryu. Oshoryu was looking great. And he beat him in the exact same fashion. And I was like, damn. So, yeah, like Fujinokawa is like 4-4. And you might be like, no, three
No,
and five, sorry.
he's 3 and 5.
Yeah. And you would be like, oh, that's not good. That's not great. But he still has a chance at Kachikoshi. I believe
he
it's gonna be either like six
literally,
and nine or eight and seven.
and literally from day one, he has faced basically only Sanyaku. He did get a break today with Yoshinofuji, which he again lost, but Yoshinofuji has been dominating him since they first met in Judo last year. And tomorrow he has Atami Fuji. But after Atami Fuji, he will have cleared the Sanyaku, and he won't have a losing record yet. So it's very possible that he Fujinokawa gets a Kachikoshi. But still, there's still half of the Basho to go.
Yeah, so we don't know, and we don't know for many people. It's still day eight. It's only been a week,
But we
so
have some people doing amazing.
a few,
As a few. It was
yeah,
looking pretty big earlier today, and then that group got separated a bit.
and like it's only guys you would be like, what?
Pretty
Yeah.
much. So I'm gonna start with the people who have 7 wins. So Kirishima on track to regain his Ozeki rank, I think, this Basho, if he gets
He
enough
needs
wins.
five more, I think. He's at 28.
28, he needs 5 more. So yeah, but this is the Basho that makes or breaks it, right? If he doesn't get it, next Basho won't cut it, or
I mean, he's on the run. He got like 11-4 last Basho and the Basho before that.
So another 11 and 4 would
So
be ideal.
would be perfect. Even the 11 is the catch.
Is the catch.
Hi,
Okay.
Yuki no Shoma.
Hello, Yuki.
11 is the catch. More, the more the better. But as long as you get like double digit, he's still on a run
Bye, Yuki.
for
Hello again, Yuki.
Rehello. I think it's your Discord who is bugging Yuki. That's why he's coming and leaving. But yeah.
I see.
Kirishima looking
Looking for
really
11.
good.
Looking for
Yeah.
11. Yeah, it's looking really
Yeah.
good. Following him with also 7 wins is Takano Sho, of all people.
Yeah.
Yeah, the yeah, he's there. I don't have much to say. He's
Yeah, former Sekiwake. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's
It's
all.
good. I mean, since 2024, he's been doing pretty well every now and again. So, with
Yeah.
very bad Basho in between, but he does it. Somehow he does it, and he has we have a very good start to the Basho, so.
Yeah, but tomorrow versus Oshoryu, who is 6-2 and wants to win tomorrow.
Yeah, Oshoryu wants to win to remain in the run. Another surprising, well, now slightly less surprising, but it is Koto Shoho, which last year won a Yusho, but I don't think anybody expects him to win another one. So it is surprising to see him there on the run.
Yeah.
And so, right behind him is Gonoyama, who is incredible. What some Basho, he looks like the easiest guy to beat. And other Basho, he looks incredible. It's just that, how sumo it is.
Yeah, like, I would never have expected Gonoyama to be, like, in the run. And still, no. It's only been a week. Now he's going to be, like, probably more promoted harder.
Harder, definitely.
Yeah, not tomorrow, but if he gets his Kachikoshi and stays at one loss, he will be promoted more harshly. But it's Gonoyama. Like, it's everybody. Yeah.
He's done it before. Never know. Who was it again that he beat in, like, a playoff in Juryo at, like, 14
yeah,
and
but
more?
But it's Juryo. That's the thing.
You never know, though. I mean, bottom of Makuchi.
Yeah. It was Ochiai. He defeated Ochiai in the Juryo Yusho. For Juryo Yusho.
Isn't that like Ono Sato at the time? Or?
I mean, we didn't have Ono Sato at the time, so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to think who was that again.
Ochiai was is a Hakuno Fuji, Akuoho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was, I guess he was the first. Yeah, he was said that he was going to be what Ochiai is today, kind of thing. But before Ono Sato. Ochiai, aka Hakuno Fuji, aka Hakuoho, was nicknamed the Beast of Reiwa, the Japanese era name that we are in at the moment, because he was really good. And then he was being said as like, oh, he's going to be like Yokozuna in no time. He's going to be a beast. And then he's a little bit less of a beast at the moment. So it was before Ono Sato had the debut and as Ono Sato in Makushita, I think at that point, or maybe the Basho before, something like that, or the Basho after, something like that. And he would eventually become Ono Sato, but Ono Sato was still joining Sora Motion. But yeah, no, Ochiai was the beast back then. So yeah, I agree that it's surprising that he won that one, Gonoyama. Yeah. Anyway, back on what we were going over the Yusho Arasoi. Hoshoryu, as always, seems to be in the run for second place. With two defeats at the moment. Just trying to keep up, as always.
Yeah. I was so disappointed today when he lost.
Oh, Yuki no Shoma says a couple things. Says that Kotoshoho is going to win the Yusho every time his brother's in Makuuchi. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, we have to report what Yuki said.
Yeah,
because
yeah. Somebody has to keep... I don't have two screens, so maybe you have to keep it open, Tama.
I can do it. Kirishima is going to leapfrog Aonishiki for the 7th Yokozuna 2.
I mean, he was in the run for Yokozuna at one point, so I wouldn't be extremely surprised, but I would be surprised.
That would be extremely funny that the next Yokozuna is not Aonishiki. But
yeah,
that is not all. Aonishiki will be relegated from Ozeki in May. Like Baruto.
Oh, down to Sekiwake. That would be crazy.
Yuki, I don't know what you smoke.
Well, probably the booze in his coffee.
Yeah, because he put booze in his coffee. Yuki, that went out of date, what you smoked. I don't know what it is. Maybe smoked salmon. I don't know.
Hey, what if it happens, though?
If it happens, it, I mean... I mean, Takakesho failed his first Ozeki stint. He went down to Sekiwake, so...
Many honestly, Ozeki.
But like... I mean, if it happened, I would be extremely disappointed, but it's not unrecoverable.
I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening either, but I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if I see him getting 8 wins as Basho either, so you never
know. Yeah, well.
But that's the thing. Even if he gets a Makikoshi, he has...
He needs another Makikoshi.
Yeah, he has all the time in the world, and I don't see him getting 2 Makikoshi in a row.
Yeah, no, he would lock in, I think. Unless he's, like, severely injured right now, and he's not saying anything.
Yeah, but something is off. Like,
I'm starting to think that, like, I'm thinking maybe, like, some sort of neck injury.
Really?
Maybe.
And, I mean...
King is just a 22-year-old guy getting extreme pressure at the moment and buckling under pressure.
And but, and even in his losses, he has not looked bad.
He has not looked bad, but he's like... I said 22. No, he's 21 as of this week. Next week he'll be 22, but he's still 21, yeah. Technically. So, very young.
Yeah.
But I agree with Tama. He still looks good, which is frustrating, because he has been losing some weird ways, but he hasn't fought poorly, I would say. Not poorly.
Just not finish him off soon. Oh, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
What are you going to say?
No, I was just saying, like, he's... And besides the Yoshi fight, he pretty much, like, had the advantage and pretty much old him. He's just, like, not, like, finishing them off as he should. It's like... I was mostly joking with the neck thing, but, I mean, it's either that or nerves. Just, like, he's not...
Yeah.
Like, kind of beat them as fast as he should. He's just, like... But to be fair, he's kind of had an issue with that for a while. He's just, like, kind of stalls. He doesn't, like, finish guys off when he really should, and he does, like, 5 things in a during about to finally beat them. So I guess guys are finally just kind of taking advantage of that, and he really needs to
I was... Every time I see him lose, I've been noticing that people are doing the same thing. Either get the double inside grip and keep him very close, or do the Kimenashi kind of thing, or, like, get both arms and, like, again, keep him close that space. Because he likes the distance and to use his hands a lot in the around you, you know, your neck, your arms, even grab some belts, you know. But when he has been losing, people have just been getting up in his face, in his chest, and he's not being able to get anywhere. I think definitely the way that Yoshino Fuji and Atami Fuji won against him is like them definitely planning together for it. Because definitely, like, they fought very similarly for that match.
Yeah, so, and Yoshinofuji has the keys to defeat Aonishi.
Yeah, he has the cheat code.
And I think...
Well, I'd say Oho as well now.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was just saying an Oho as well. I'm sorry, an interrupt.
Yeah, no worries.
It's just... We cannot see our mouths moving, so we're going to run out of people. Don't need to apologize when you do. Just say louder so they shut up instead, you know?
Sorry, I'm a Canadian, so I need to do that every time.
I see.
It sounds like he's running into a bit of him just being young. Does he have an established, like, his established style yet?
And I think it's a mix of people finally catching up to his very weird... unorthodox style.
Exactly, I was gonna say.
And the nerves of the possible promotion to Yokozuna, which I think now that it's done.
Yeah, I think it will relieve a little bit.
Yeah, now I think we will see a more composed Aonishiki.
Yeah, just chilling a little bit more.
Yeah,
you know,
be like, fuck it, at least gets 8.
Yeah, exactly. Just get on the Kotozakura train.
Yeah, and now we fucked him up. You know, we jinxed it. But now he's going to have his hardest schedule. And that's usually guys he can struggle against. So...
We'll see.
We'll see. I won't feel terrible about him getting a Makikoshi. Honestly, I just
no.
Okay, the guy won.
I wouldn't panic.
Yeah,
two in a row. I would start. I would really panic. But one, I think, like, hey, he never had one. You know, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It happens. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from losing. And the guy won two Yusho in a row. He has no luck anymore. He used it all. You need to recharge that battery. That's all.
Maybe he's taking a step back and using this for
testing
stuff. And like doing it, like, you have one, two in a row. Why go for three and put all that unnecessary pressure? Especially if he's only just now 21, yeah?
Yeah,
no,
it's done.
Sit back, save yourself.
Yeah, the good thing is that he hasn't. Out,
see what works. See if it, like, see if you can find a new strategy for. You know, your next run. Like, dude, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Sit back, save your body.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was gonna say. At least he doesn't seem especially injured. So I think he's gonna be fine. I think he's gonna be fine. Okay, carrying on, we have the sad story. Everybody started trusting in him again, and then he comes and stabs us in the back. Takayasu lost again today. He's still in the run, but I don't. Not with two losses. No, he's gonna lose more. There's no way Takayasu gets the Yusho this time. I thought there was a chance, but no. No.
The fact that he lost to Waka Takakage was disappointing. Today against Kirishima is a strong opponent. Tomorrow he has Ano Nishiki. That should be a fun one.
That would be fun. Since last one of their matches was like a slap pass, so that's gonna be good.
Yeah. So like I don't have hopes. I cannot say that. I cannot lie to myself.
No.
But like, at least a strong showing can maybe, you know, create an opening for promotion to Ozaki again.
Maybe.
You know, kind of like,
you can dream if they're not gonna let us dream this time, you know?
Yeah. I'm just like, it's the best moment for him to try that.
Yeah.
Because
for Takayasu, 36 is not going to get better than this. You know, without Osato, Aonishiki struggling, Kotozakura, it's a really good opportunity for both of Kirishima and Takayasu, I think.
Yeah, the top is shaking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Just fucking go for it.
Yep.
That's all. Just go forth. Don't think. Just go.
Yeah,
who's the old man strength?
Yeah,
because it's starting to kick in. Once you hit your mid-30s and on, that's do your old man strength start to come in.
the layers of beer inside of your muscles have to like come out and like a Dragon Ball Z.
Your bones and stuff calcify and get hard. That's like get harder and denser. It's like, I don't know. You ever been just scared by your grandpa's just rock hard strength that just for no reason, like you just you get hard. Like
the only thing is that we're talking about a 36 year old. You know, it's not like he's 50.
I'm 36.
Oh damn. Okay, fine. Well, you have the substance.
I'm 36. It's not a lot, but compared to a 20 some odd year old,
there's the way you do stuff that like carries over the
now,
strength.
Granted, you are vastly more likely to get hurt. So you don't bounce back from injuries nearly as easily.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think the 30 is a wall that everybody hits, and that's hard.
Yeah, for any combat sport.
Especially in combat sports. Yeah.
Yeah. Like whole life during a combat sport.
If you don't pay attention and take care of yourself. Like seriously, it would seriously intentionally do it. Most people don't make it past 30.
Yeah,
you might make it to 33, but if your whole sole focus isn't on longevity, you're not going to last very long.
Yeah,
and then you have Tamawashi.
Yeah, Who, 2 wins and 6 losses, not looking great.
Not looking great. He looks... I am getting increasingly worried, if I'm going to be honest here, guys. If I'm gonna be honest, I'm getting a little worried.
His loss today did not look good, honestly.
Nope. May could be his last ball show here. Never know.
Man, it could Imakuchi, it could, man. I can see him going the Sadanomi way, and I'll be sad, but like I wouldn't be extremely surprised because he hasn't had a Kachikoshi since July last year, so soon to be a year.
Yeah.
And it's rough to watch, man.
So.
Yeah.
And it's been like slowly getting worse.
He has. Yeah.
9, 7, 8, and 5 and 10. And you know.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I think he will not fall to Juryo.
No, this time I don't think so. He shouldn't.
But next time will be like his.
Be on the line. It will be on the line. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he tends to do well in like double digits. Bottom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why he's at M9 and there's not the magic spell yet. He's been double digits.
Yeah.
A joke.
Magashira 10, he would be in the running right now for the Magashira 9, nope. Yeah. He knows his worth.
Yep. Exactly. He needs to crush the plebs M10 lower, you know? He's too dignified to crush people at M9 and above.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, still for a while to come. Talking about Juryo, let's move to Juryo Run, which we have a very similar looking Yushu race with Wakanosho in front again. He won last time.
I don't know which bee or insect stinged him, but he has been looking incredible last basho, and he's been looking incredible this basho. Only losing.
Don't know
today.
What happened. I genuinely don't know what happened to him. He's just going crazy.
I don't know, but I like it. I'm happy. I like the guy.
I mean,
you know, he's looking great.
Mm-hmm. So doing great
today. He looked strong, and you know, kind of.
I mean, Kayo is always a little
he's
difficult.
He's a slippery big boy.
That's all sumo, really. Slippery big boys, but Kayo is the slippery big boy. And then following him is Giant Kazuma.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I guess, well, he is doing what it was expected him to do at the last basho, I think.
yeah.
People thought, he's going to carry this up, he's going to be a monster, and then he wasn't. But this time he's showing his guts.
He needed one basho to taste the water.
Yeah, he was like, I like this salary, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
And then also there is, I guess, surprising?
Absolutely.
Yeah, surprisingly, Kazakeno. What a...
Like what?
Yeah. Wow. He has never gotten a Kachikoshi above 9 wins in Juryo. And now he's a 7-1, only lost on the first day. He's on a 7-match run. He does have the big man Shunanumi tomorrow. And that's going to be a scary match because Shunanumi, Dream Destroyer, man, this guy is...
Yeah, he's not looking too bad.
He's not looking too bad, which is always the scariest because he's always a wild card, Shunanumi. He's big. He can be strong.
And he can be movable. He is nimble for a man like 6'3", 400 pounds.
Massive. Crazy.
He's a mountain.
He's a mountain. You don't realize it a lot, but Shunanumi is massive.
He's huge, and he could be insane if he just stopped wrestling like he was Midori Fuji.
That's like every single wrestler who's big and doesn't do well, just like, just fight better. Oh, it's so simple. I'm going to do sumo. I'm going to fight better. I'm joking, but I understand.
It's, you know, some of those guys, you know, Atami Fuji, you know, there's multiple reasons for a big man to lose. But he's always trying to pull And to he moves so fast. I'm like, why? Just be a fucking wall.
I mean, yeah.
Just be the next Ichinojo. I miss him, damn it. But yeah, nah. He's a wild card. I still like him.
Yeah, you know, he's good. He's fun. Yeah, well, that's basically... I mean, you always have, yeah. You know, you have Kyokukaiu, Kitanoaka, and Dewanoryu following, but they have 6 wins and 2 losses, but so guys, we'll see.
Also, can we talk about Judo 13 Fuji Itensei, who started 4-0,
and now
he's 4-4.
I mean...
That is hard.
It is hard, but like... It's fine. I mean, if you think about it mathematically, it doesn't make any difference of him going one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss. You know, it doesn't really matter. It should be fine for Kachikoshi.
Yeah, but he looked so good in the first 4 days.
Well, looked good as in Kazakeno, which sure, very good win, and then 0-8 Tsurugisho, yeah. Hurt Makushita Hakuyozen. Also, definitely going out Kotoko-san.
Yeah.
So, very easy start. He should have won against Nishikigi, but Nishikigi, just, again, old man strength. He just got it. Big man.
And yeah, I did not see the three last matches, because it's too early.
Question of Fuji was nothing to write home about. It was just a normal Zuma match, I guess. And Toshin of Fuji just... got behind him and pushed him out, really.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tohakuryu as well with the Hataki Komis. You get those. Sleazy guy. Sleazy and slippery, thin guy. And Dewanoryu, again, just showing that he really was made for salaried levels. Just 6-2 as well in a win against Fujitensei. So, tough luck for Fujitensei. And he goes against 7-1 Kazuma tomorrow, so best of luck for him.
I think he's gonna need it.
Yep. let's have another fun talk, which is who will be coming up and who will be coming down from Makushita and Juyo. Because, oh man, very exciting. With 4-0 Okaryu and 4-0 Arashi Fuji, is Sekihama could get another new Sekitori next bar show if Arashi Fuji gets like 6 wins, I think.
Yeah. And you know the funny part?
Mm.
They fight tomorrow.
Ooh, big match. Yeah. That's a big match. I'm gonna watch that. That's a big match.
I'll try to wake up early to see that.
Well, I'll see whatever recording I can find. Because I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. to watch it.
I completely understand.
what else at the top of Makushita? We have Enho 3-1.
Yeah, Nobihara 3-1, the same.
Yeah, it was that match again that made... No. Nobihara once won. Oh, they have a match tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking.
They fight tomorrow, and last time they...
Nobihara won, wasn't it like that? Both times they faced... Nobihara has won, so Nobihara has Inoho's number. That's for sure.
There's also Wakano Fuji from Kasugano, who started last basho, I think. Yeah.
Where is he? Mongolian. Number?
28.
Okay, yeah, but you know, won't get to judo this time. Whatever happens.
No,
but
no.
I'm talking about people going to judo. I'm talking about that.
Oh well.
But yeah, you should, I swear. Yeah, no, you're good. Let's do that. Yeah, Wakano Fuji, the Mongolian, doing very good. He's ripped as fuck, so doing great. Sazanami, a Isenomi veteran, really, kind of. He's only 26, but he's been here since 2015. Never did any... Well, his Vez has very slowly climbed the ranks. And has kind of been in Makushita for a while now, so good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. And yeah, 4 wins already. And then Akua, surprisingly, I would say.
I don't understand how.
I don't understand how either, but he gets it. And then also Oshoryu, the Forever Dream, man. The Forever
Dream. A second Yakushita Yusho show?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then...
If we go by the records, it looks like there's going to be one slot for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe
no.
three. That may open up
it.
In Juryo.
That's it. Kotoko-san definitely. Tsurugi show definitely. There's definitely two.
There's most likely two, maybe three. Depending upon
four opening.
Yeah, if it goes south for them, yes.
No, yeah. And so I agree. Nishikigi, it's very possible that he falls if he continues doing very poorly.
Yeah.
Shimazumi even more in the danger zone. Kotoko-san already almost gone, really.
Right, I think Tsurugisho is.
I don't see him winning against anybody in this climate. So either he goes 15-0 or he pulls out. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. He may turn it around and win every last one. But just as it stands right now, with what we can see on the records, there's a minimum two spots available to move.
I'm pretty sure. And I could even see like Tamashoho just continue doing horrible and getting enough to also be demoted. So again,
all the way from 9 though?
Possible. Not impossible, but
if he loses out the rest of it, I could understand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, Makushita Juryo rank 9, what it took in the past for them to go down. 4 and 11 once went to Makushita 1.
Okay.
a few times since 2016.
We're looking at maybe minimum of 3.
Well, there's also definitely three, because that puts them around Makushita 3, what has happened in the past 5 years. But yeah, Kotoyuki in 2021, 4 and 11 at J9, Makushita 1. So tough. Tough. It's Tamashoho is in a rough spot.
Especially if the guys at the top of Makushita are dominating.
Exactly, because like Taka Kento, 3-2, not impossible getting a Kachikoshi to get him up. Okaryu very likely to go up. He already has Kachikoshi.
Yeah, it's sure.
Honestly. Yeah. Mostly. And then if Arashi Fuji gets 6 or 7, he goes up. Enho also very possible to go up. Also Nobehara, also Hakuyoza, and there are so many guys doing well. They think they will be dragged down from Juryo.
Yeah.
Enho also has a bit more time away behind him, being like it's probably a bit easier for him to be promoted, I would think.
Yeah, then Nobehara, that 2 rank difference is significant, I would say.
Also, there's Yoshi at Makushita 8, who's from so far he's 3-1.
Oh yeah,
he could finish mathematically 6-1.
Let's see if that does it. I'm curious. Not because of anything said, but I'm curious.
I think up until like Makushita 10, a 6-1 could get you promoted.
Last time a Makushita 8 went to Juryo was Oshoma with a 7-0.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Miyogiryu went to Juryo in 2011, but I believe because there was a scandal.
Oh, that's probable.
And, like, opened a bunch of spots. I think that was it.
Yeah. All
right.
2010. No, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Really don't. Bonkers. I have no idea what happened. I think it was one of the scandals, really, but I really don't know.
It would match with the match fixing scandal.
Yeah.
It's either that or the gambling.
One of them. Yeah. It's both around those times. But anyway, the last 6-1 promotion to Juryo was Tomo no Hana in 1992.
Yeah,
So, yeah, I think Yoshii has no chance. I'll see Nobehara from 6. I think Nobehara is much more likely. Oh, well, obviously much more likely. Let's see what happens. Yeah, M6 with a 5-2 has gotten it before. Again, 2011, and also, yeah, 4-3. Yeah, I think, again, from that, 5-2, but depends. 5-2 already depends for M6, yeah. So he's fine. Depends, I think he's
on,
fine.
On how bad they do in Juryo.
Yeah.
Yeah, depends on that. But, so it can be a really big stack of people trying to be promoted and only a few spots available.
Yep.
Somebody could also, you know, have it in mind of let's make sure everyone in Juryo is really motivated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we know that Tsurugisho will retire if he gets demoted. So what I think will gonna happen, if he hits like 10 or 11 wins, he might pull out and retire. Because if he keeps on losing double-digit losses, you're guaranteed to be demoted. There is no way that you, even Shimanoumi would not stay, because Shimanoumi had some crazy luck. But even he, I think, would not. Yeah. Juryo 12, Shimanoumi 3-12, he got demoted to Makushita. So I don't know if he will, if Tsurugisho will finish the tournament. To me, it's sure that it is the last time we see Tsurugisho.
I would say probably if he gets to 10, that sounds like that would be the,
yeah.
Like if you hit 10, if he's already into that point where he's on the fence of retiring, as soon as you hit double digit, that's it. Kyujo, it's just.
Yeah, Kyujo and retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Like retirement announcements right away.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't Kyujo, the announcement at least. Then
yeah,
I could fully see, you know, finishing out the tournament, just, you know, for the pride of the fact of, you know, finishing out the tournament. But
true.
Yeah, true. But even like, dude, Thomas Shoho loses. That's gonna be some downward momentum.
the problem is the momentum.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think
that's our toilet bowl match.
Yeah. But I mean, it's still early. Even Fuji Tensei can keep on losing and go Makekoshi and have a chance to fall.
Yeah.
So
that is true. I mean, it's not possible. So
many people can still lose out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dewanoryu, I Tokukayu, who else is here? Like pretty much everyone who's 6-2 is. It's possible, basically, anyone who's not at 7 yet.
Yeah, and even at 7-1, you know, it's...
It could always happen, but...
It could happen, you know, it could
would
happen.
Be very surprising to see Kazekeno going Makekush.
Yeah, but... I would... it's not impossible, you know?
No, definitely.
Right, I mean, especially, like, I'm seeing, as far as, once we get up into the uppers, playing, you know, maybe 6-above. Dude, there's not.
Yeah,
you only got walking a show is the only upper Juryo who's sitting in a contentious spot at the moment. So his one would think that his matches from here on, especially if he wins the next one, are all going to be all uppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he probably can. Actually, no. I was going to say there's a good chance he will fight in Makuuchi, but so many people joined back from the Kyujo that actually they don't need Juryo wrestlers anymore. So he will stay in Juryo, keep on fighting lower rankers, and I guess keep on winning.
It gives you more opportunity for Yusho.
Yeah. And a subsequent promotion to Makuuchi next Basho.
Right. I mean, if trend follows what they are at the moment, though.
Yeah. I mean, you only need, like, I guess, two or three. Because, like, the top of Juryo is not doing good. Sadanomi, 4-4.
Right there, floundering.
3-5. Hasasuiryu, 4-4. Tomokaze, 2-6. You know, they're not doing good at all.
But they have been going against each other.
Yeah.
That is always the big caveat of the first half of the Basho is
I'm just glad Daisei's not doing well.
Mm-hmm. I'm also happy with Daisei's not doing good because it would be great to see him in Makuuchi. I don't think he can do it. He can do it.
I feel like he's gonna be like 8-7 this game. Yeah.
I think it'll be 10-5. I think that will do it. Finally.
I don't know. One thing is for sure in Juryo, Takeru Fuji, the toy is broken. It's not the toy is broken.
Yeah, Takeru one of those things. Doesn't work
anymore. It is sad. It is honestly sad to see such a. I want to say he was a promising wrestler, and to see him struggle, he is struggling in Juryo. It's hard to see.
Really sad.
It's really, really sad.
But I mean, I never really fell in love with him. It's great, his achievement, and it was historic, and that it was really cool to live through that.
Yeah.
But if his level ends up being Juryo, it's fine. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, but. It's disappointing.
I can agree with that. Yeah, it is disappointing.
Yeah, and talking about injuries, nearly every Rikishi who pulled out came back in. Onokatsu pulled out, came back in. Hakuno Fuji pulled out, came back in. Abi pulled out.
They're not doing any favors.
Yeah, I wish I was an Oyakata, I would slap them all.
And then like, be investigated.
Yeah, I don't care. I would be like Teru no Fuji slapping them, you know, bam bam bam. Bunch of dimwits.
I don't think it's even them, I think it's maybe the Oyakata themselves this time.
I think there might be like maybe if it's not verbal, like a mental pressure to be like, hey, I have to fight. But damn it. Be better.
Yeah, it's tough right now. It's tough. Yeah. Then we're gonna have the thing about the Teru no Fuji thing. It's gonna be crap, whatever happens, you know.
I mean, the thing is, like, that is one problem. We talked about it. Okay, Hakuno Fuji came back. Onokatsu came back also. That's not Teru no Fuji's fault. Abi came back. It's not Teru no Fuji's fault.
No. I'm not talking about injuries. I'm talking about the scandal. Like, we're gonna know what they have decided.
Oh,
that's gonna happen.
Oh, about that. Okay.
Yeah, I thought
Hakuno Fuji came back because people would be complaining that Hakuno Fuji came back because Teruno Fuji forced him because Teruno Fuji.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know. That one, I'm not sure.
Also, I support what you just said, Yukino Shuma. If Kaki keeps losing, then I'll call him Kaka.
Despair in the Kaki fandom. Guy has lost three bounds. People are going insane.
If you speak French, it's even funnier.
No, Kaka is in shit.
Yeah, that is. Poop. Poop is always funny.
Poop. Haha. Again, poop. Poop dog, yeah! Actually, have some sort of like some sort of sound bite, like poop dog.
I could make soundboards. I should. It's been too long since we've talked about poop.
Yeah.
So thank you, Yuki, for bringing that up.
Yeah. No, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, by the way, I don't know if anybody cares. I mean, you really shouldn't, because it's the Oscars. But yeah, that is tonight. And, you know, we're not going to talk about that, because who cares about the Oscars? But I just wanted to ask you all, though, like, what's your favorite sumo movie, though, or show?
Oh, sumo? Are there sumo movies?
Yeah, there's some.
Definitely. I mean, the best ones are always the documentaries.
I mean, it's not a movie; it's a Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Damn, I forgot the name right now.
Sanctuary.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but apart from that, I don't know any sumo movie.
The closest thing I know is Hinamizaru.
Yeah, that's an anime. The anime.
That's the closest thing I know to a sumo movie.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a documentary.
I mean, there's quite a lot. It's just, you know, most of them aren't very good. They're kind of like the like that one Bollywood sumo film, like the Wide West that I believe Ichinojo produced.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that are pretty decent. Like, I know Sumo Do, Sumo Don't. Yeah, some documentaries. I mean, I guess you could maybe throw in some films that just have like sumo scenes, like Memoirs of a Geisha.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a, I think it's a James Bond, where they have.
Yeah, I think it's a James Bond with sumo in it.
With two Yokozuna, and that's about it, you know.
Yeah, and there's John Wick too, you know.
Yeah, there's a John Wick 4 as well.
Yeah, that and also Yamo's in John Wick 2, I know.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's like a couple. They show a little bit of sumo. Like there are the Toyama Tashiro. Yoshinori Tashiro, who is a sumo actor, he's an ex-Makushita guy, and he does a lot of sumo acting.
Oh, I did not know that.
He was in John Wick.
I know there's Ichinojo who I talked about being in a John Wick, but I never seen it.
No.
Also, hi, Tenho. It's been a long, long time. How are you?
I am tired.
Good.
Good. Damn, calm down, Tama.
Good.
I'm tired of losing, goddammit.
same here.
I mean, you have Kachikoshi, Tama. I don't think you can complain.
Hey, I went from 7-2 to 7-6.
Which might happen to Kazakeno. Hey, you know.
And I had a bench job. And I had to bully Kitashoritsu first off to fight, and then I used like three dices, two for my dice, just to win. It was that hard for me to win.
Sounds about right. I rolled two one and twos in both this last block. It's like on the Tatia, a one and a two, great. On the move, one and a two, great.
Yeah, this pressure has been bad, honestly, with some rolls.
Like, I mean, I could rail a bit about Mazuko just steamrolling people, but it's got equal parts winning their counter rolls too.
Yeah.
It was going great, and then it just went, you know what? No. Maiden does as Maiden does, and has to remind you, you know, he dies.
Goku's been scary, this Basho.
Like, I started out, like, I injured my first five opponents.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Yeah, right? Now, granted, none of them took an injury, right? They were all zeros.
Okay.
I caused injury rolls on almost everyone. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. Like, and then I just, like, petered my way up. And then now it's like, yeah, no, as soon as I faced Mazuko, it's like, nope, it's over. Like, your high rolling is no more. All right. Yeah, it's scary. It's like, you can't win if you get the counter. You're definitely not going to win if you get countered. Like I told the guys in the hands, I was like, it's Maiden chose Mazuko this time. Good on him.
I'll get Yokozuna. I'm just scaling.
Yes. That's what you mean to everybody's mind, you know?
I need to pull out the my master's strategy, Kibono Nami. I need to do what he did for Legend.
Oh, yes.
I just heard, apparently, Aonishiki is injured to his toe.
That makes sense.
That could be the reason. It's apparently.
Apparently. I see.
Yeah.
That would explain why he's not been fighting the way he normally does.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
It also wouldn't be the first time one of our current Ozeki wins a Yusho, then stinks it up the next boss show. Yeah. I'm looking at you, Koto Sakura.
Did they say with toe?
But yeah, so
it's a toe. Yeah, I think so.
No, I mean, did they specify which toe?
No.
It's from the. It's from a French. French sumo Discord group. Apparently, that's it.
I see.
Only asked is like, when I broke the metacarpal in my second toe, like the one beside the big toe, that screwed up a lot more than what I thought it would.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, extremities people really underestimate that stuff, especially in sumo. I mean, and with Hoshoyu, but I mean, do they know like if it happened like during the Basho or before?
Tama,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if it happened before, then honestly, makes sense with how he's fighting because he's not like fully committing and everything. Like he might just kind of be doing with Hakuno Fuji's. And others, you know, kind of makes sense now.
Have you noticed him favoring a leg?
Not really.
As in, because if it's the big toe or the middle toe, that's where the majority of your power, like your push comes from, and your power, like the other three are more for balance, especially like your little toe. That's where a large portion of your balance comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true.
That was a misclick. I am back.
If there's any noticeable favoring of not powering off of one leg, like not taking advantage when one leg back or something like that would give you a solid guess, I would think.
In French, I basically translated, it's like the big toe.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not great. That's not good.
Yeah.
I know Haku had that injury.
Kind of reserved.
Mm. Yeah, and it fucked him up for a while. So yeah, not great news.
No.
From our hoping Yokozuna.
It could be a blessing in disguise.
We'll never be able to know for sure anyway. So okay.
It's like you get close, and it's like, all right, slow down, gear up, save your energy, and then blast out for the next run.
Hopefully,
yeah. Hopefully, but we can only hope.
Hopefully, he gets eight. I'm just hoping for 8 wins.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have like a screenshot or a link to that, though, I'd like to see that.
I'll try to find that if I can.
Okay.
Not sure.
But yeah, I know. So I almost forgot to post this. Let me do that. There we go.
It was Alan Ishiki. We'll see if I can't find highlights of it.
Best couple. I'm sure you can throw a kitty. Ryu, Den, and cheating.
Oh my god. That is.
Oh, god. Yuki, why did you do this before? We're at the end of the. Okay, fuck it. We are going longer. So, Yuki and Shuma. Everybody, shut up. Let me go through this. Let me go through this, guys. So, Yuki just dropped a bomb here with. The RTY Academy Awards. And this is just amazing. We have best prizes for best couple, best 8 and 7 or 7 and 8, best Mongolian, sure, best bar fight, and best RTY user. That one I think it'll a little bit rigged, but we'll get to that. So first, best couple. Ichi Yamamoto and Wakataka Gage. Versus Aonishiki and Fujinokawa. Versus Hoshoryu and Hello Kitty. Versus Chiyoshima and Hengas. Versus Ryuden and Chiti. And I think that's going to be a very tough category for anybody in it. I think everybody agrees with that.
Tough couples. Especially tough couples. Ryuden and Chiti.
I'm going to throw my vote on Hello Kitty.
I think Yachimamoto Makataka Gage is the most hilarious thing. Then we have best 8 and 7 and 7 and 8, which is between Roga, Nishinoryu, Koto Sakura, Takayasu, and Onokatsu. I think Nishinoryu is too young to the salary ranks for us to say anything. I need to go with Koto Sakura. There's like no best 8 and 7, 7 and 8 king other than Koto Sakura. Yang?
That worked.
Yeah.
Everybody just silence.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not a fan of Koto Sakura.
we just agreed so hard.
Yeah, the agreement was off the charts. Then we have best Mongolian between Hoshoryu, Kirishima, Tawashi, Oshoma, and Asahi Fuji. I gotta go with Tamawashi, man. The guy cooks, the guy bakes, the guy does arts and crafts.
It's Oshoma. It's Oshoma.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. My bad. I forgot about the absolute gold of a man that is Oshoma.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, I was really tempted of doing best European and then put in Tamawashi in there.
Couldn't you also put Kimbo's on for that as well? Or is Kazakh Eastern European?
That is the middle. Is it Asia? Is it Europe? Nobody knows.
It's Kazakh.
Well, I mean,
he's Kazakh. He's Kazakhstan.
The secret 8th continent, Kazakhstan. The secret 8th
Kazakhstan is the new continent, guys. They just dropped it at the... I mean, it is massive. Then we have best bar fight. These are for the ball knowers. We have Asashoryu, Taruma Fuji, Hakuho, Teruna Fuji, and Kisen Osato. Why is this like all Mongolian Yokozunas?
And Kisen Osato.
And Kisen Osato.
Kisen Osato, yeah.
Only Mongolian. So we have
all Yokozunas in there.
All Yokozunas. They're the best bar fighter, man.
Okay, right. So, all right. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, the others, I can understand. Kishido Sato?
Mongolians, you add Ichinojo at the end.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
And we, I'm sure good. Kisano Sato has, like, thrown some bottles at people. I'm sure of it, you know.
Just vibes. The price is purely only on Yuki's vibes, I see.
I feel like Kisano Sato, like, doesn't get people around him enough for him to fight in a bar.
No, I feel like he goes to sleep at 8 p.m., you know?
Yeah, yeah. He's not, not like the popularity kind of person.
No. And then we have best R2Y user, which is between Kaitetsu and Kaitetsu. Kaitetsu, Master Konomori, and then Kaitetsu. I think it's very difficult, guys. I'm joking. It's all Yuki no Shoma. All Yuki no Shoma. Yep.
It's always for good reason.
To be fair. Cool. There we have it, guys. To be fair. And he was very fair. But with that gold mine of awards, enjoy your evening with the Oscars if you are in a time zone that favors that, which is basically West Coast USA, something like that. Only one people in the world are enjoying the Oscars at a reasonable time, which is people in the Americas. And the rest of us, who live not in the Americas, have a good night of sleep, I guess. And we will see you all next week, where we might hear Hamano Sato say something like,
yes.
Good night, everybody. See ya.
Good night.